This truck carrying radioactive materials went missing on Monday. It had left Tijuana on November 28th and traveled all the way across Mexico from the northern border down to the central southern part of the country, and it was carrying cobalt-60, an extremely radioactive and dangerous material, inside of its containers. And so the truck went missing on Monday, as I mentioned, but reports didn't come forward to the public until Tuesday. I guess the government was really trying to make sure whether or not the truck, in fact, did go missing. It turned out that two armed men approached the vehicle when the driver was taking a rest. He was just about ready to reach his destination, a few more kilometers, and he would have made it. But these armed men showed up and basically stole the vehicle from him. They thought that they were stealing a truck loaded down with merchandise that they could resell in the black market of Mexico. But lo and behold, this was anything but any sort of normal merchandise. This was, of course, one of the most radioactive and dangerous materials that's available to humankind right now. And so it was sort of vehicle robbery gone wrong, terribly wrong.
Do authorities have any clue as to who is responsible for stealing this vehicle? And if so, have they been exposed to the radioactive material found inside of this truck?
At this stage, the men who took the truck and the cobalt inside of it have gone free. They have not been arrested, and they're out in public still. There was concern initially that they may have opened the metal container that held the cobalt-60 inside, but it appears that they were not able to do that. And so they were lucky, because in the moment they would have exposed themselves to that highly radioactive material, they would have had such a dosage that it would have been deadly for them, according to medical officials here. And to nuclear scientists around the world, they know that this is one of the most heavily radioactive materials, as I said, available. And so the men who took the truck apparently did not expose themselves to this material.
What are Mexican authorities saying and telling the community?
Authorities say, and they're trying to calm down the neighbors in the area where the robbery took place and tell them that, look, the container was never opened. It was a sealed tight metal container, and luckily it wasn't opened, because, again, that would have been disastrous.